More Secret Service agents may be getting the boot in the wake of the Columbia prostitution scandal. A federal official familiar with the investigation tells the Associated Press at least three additional employees will lose their jobs. Three have already gone. Others have been placed on administrative leave.
There's also growing concern in Congress about the scandal as more details come to light. Joining us now, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Hiya, Gwen.
Howdy.
Hey, it's always something.
Or a couple of different things. In this case, we have two scandals going on at once. One is about sex and one is about money.
Well, talk about them. Go in depth about the buzz on this.
Well, I have a theory about both these scandals and all the scandals that happen in Washington, whether it's about the Secret Service agents and what they did or did not do or should not have been doing in Cartagena, or the folks from the GSA, what they should not have been doing in Las Vegas, allegedly. And there are four stages of Washington scandal grief that we always go through. First, the outrage is expressed. We hear everybody rise up and say, this is a terrible thing, and people get very upset, whether it's about sex or money. Then heads roll. People are fired, as we see happening now in the Secret Service scandal, as happened with the GSA scandal. Someone's got to leave in order, as Senator Grassley put it yesterday, just to prove that this is unacceptable, if nothing else. Then there are investigations held. Congress calls them, people in front of them, and has them. Often they take the Fifth and they have their lawyers speak for them. And then lawsuits are filed, and we're seeing some of that in the Secret Service scandal, in which there's a little pushback from the accused. It's something we've seen happen over and over again in Washington. It doesn't mean it's not important. It does mean that it's familiar.
Okay, well, let's go from scandals to campaign 2012. Some new polls showing a general election race between President Obama and Mitt Romney in pretty much a dead heat. What did you make of that?
You know, those polls explain so much to me. I always have the feeling that both campaigns have their own polling, which they're in the field all the time, and that it comes out just before we see the public polls the next week. Last week, this time, we were talking about how quickly the White House reacted to the suggestion that Ann Romney was being slurred by one of their surrogate speakers. And this week we began to see why they were so nervous. They were so nervous because they are in a neck-and-neck race with Mitt Romney, that the gap that they enjoyed over Mitt Romney in so many polls, even if they are not in a dead heat as they are, as they seem to be in the latest ones, the gap is closing and closing and closing. So when you see a campaign react the way the Obama campaign reacted last week, you should wait the next week to see what the polls tell you.
And what makes this really interesting is that Mitt Romney, by most accounts from voters, not that connectable. You know, they don't love him.
They don't have to love him to vote for the person who they think will make their lives better. Americans, by and large, don't necessarily have to love their politicos. They certainly don't, in large part, trust them of either party. But what they do want is to believe them and to believe that what they're going to do will affect their lives. And right now, in an economy that's still stuttering, that won't quite recover at the pace that had been predicted, they're looking to see who they believe.
All right, Gwen, thanks so much.
Take care.
Washington Week with Gwen Ifill.